Welcome to Frickity Frack, We Do Talk Back. Thank you for joining me in this episode. My name is Patrick, and I'm Frack. Frickity Frack, We Do Talk Back is a show where I discuss different aspects of fandom and how they relate to the gospel. I'll be going through an episode of Bleach, Thousand Year Blood War, and connect it to teachings from the Bible. I'll be continuing through studying Thousand Year Blood War until the conclusion of the series slash season. I will go in a different direction when this season comes to an end, and it could be anything ranging from a different anime, comic books, movies, Star Wars, whatever. If you can be a fan of it, I can talk about it. The name of the show comes from my dad, who dubbed my brother and me Frick and Frack since we were kids. So the episode we're going over today is Marching Out the Zombies. Now this episode is kind of a big change from a lot of the other episodes because there is a lot more comedy in it. A couple different things that happened that I found really funny were Baz B's interaction with Renji. The two of them kind of are similar characters. They have similar personalities, and they also have some interesting stylistic choices to their appearance that are rather, that can be rather unique. Renji has his crazy eyebrows, Baz B has his crazy mohawk, and they both they have this great interaction. So if you haven't watched this episode yet, watch it and really appreciate it for this lighthearted moment. But during the conversation, Baz B gets offended and fires off a four-finger blast at Renji and Rukia. Then the other part, and we'll get more into this later, but Mayuri shocking his Arrancar zombies just to prove that he was still in control of them. That also provided some humor. But it also showcases cruelty towards others and his lack of caring towards anyone other than himself. So in this episode, some other important things happen. Ichigo, Orihime, and Chad all gather together as they watch Uryu leave with Yawaba and head to the Soul Palace. They know that they need to get there, and the only way to get there, Urahara arrives to help and get them along their way. And so Yoruichi comes and helps, and that's where we also find out about the plan for what the other visors were doing, and they were collecting the power of the Soul Reaper shifting. The Quincy's, the Stern Ritters, shifting throughout the Soul Society and the World of the Living. And so that's what they've been working on. And so they use that to power the cannon to send Ichigo, Orihime, and Chad to the Soul Palace. And so during this time, we catch glimpses of the people who helped Ichigo move past the Stern Ritters, and that they are still fighting. Ikkaku and Yumachika, they start their fight with Giselle, who has the Z Stern Ritter power known as Zombie. Ikkaku and Yumachika, they work together well in their fight. They have some really great combos that they do together in fighting Giselle. But once Giselle really shows her control over Bambietta, that makes it significantly more difficult for Ikkaku and Yumachika. So during this, Mayuri arrives with Nemu, and it becomes a battle of the zombies with the zombie Arrancars against a horde of zombie Soul Reapers. And so the Mayuri and Giselle, they have conversation back and forth, and eventually it is revealed that the Arrancars that Mayuri has control over completely outclass all the zombie Soul Reapers that Giselle has shown her control over. Then Giselle reveals her big prize, and that is a zombified Hitsugaya. And that's where the episode ends. So there's some good stuff that happens in this. One of the drawbacks to this episode is that it is very Mayuri heavy, and if you haven't listened to previous episodes, Mayuri's by far one of my least favorite characters in the show. But he does give us a lot of you know, biblical lessons to work from, because we do the opposite of what Mayuri does. And so today's biblical theme comes from Matthew chapter 24, verse 12. This is what the gospel says. And because lawlessness will be increased, the love of many will grow cold. Now, I chose this verse because, as I mentioned in previous episodes, Mayuri, he's not my favorite. His lack of empathy towards others, he's very callous towards even people who are his colleagues. He just does not view them as equals nor important. And so he will save others, but it's really more for knowledge or to prove that he's better than someone else over any form of altruism. So that's kind of a struggle. But in this verse, Jesus is predicting what the end times will be like. Now, I use this verse because Mayuri claims in this fight that he's just so full of love for others. But it's clearly being said as I wouldn't really consider Mayuri delusional by any stretch of the imagination, but he certainly would say something that in a sense of irony. As an example, in the first part of the Thousand Year Blood War series, Ikkaku and Yumichika were investigating the disappearance of people from the Rurikon district, and it was Mayuri who had done it. He did it to keep the balance between the lives in the Soul Society, the Land of the Living, and how many hollows were. But he did it without authorization and without anyone's knowledge. I mean, he took out 12,000 people, you know, for the greater good. But, you know, that's kind of, it's, like I said, very callous. And so our love for others should be greater than that. That even as a society, if we become more lawless, we are reminding ourselves that we should, in fact, love others. And so treating people like projects or testing theories and things like that, and especially without their knowledge, you know, that goes against what it means to truly love someone. Even if we are to share the gospel with people, it's not even supposed to be for our own glory, but for the glory of God. For example, I do this podcast not out of glorifying myself, but because as someone who has loved anime as a kid, and I finally found friends in church who did as well, that meant the world to me. I didn't feel cut off. And so I do this podcast because, look, I'm a pastor in the church. I'm the pastor of Richlands Methodist Church. And I love anime. I love comic books. I love Star Wars. I love all of these, you know, nerdy endeavors. And so I do this podcast not to glorify myself, but to let people out there know that, you know, it's okay to love Bleach and to love Jesus. Because, you know what? Jesus loves you too. And so I just think it's really important that we do these things, that we love one another, not out of vain ambition or because someone else is more popular than us, but because we want to love other people. Because Jesus gave us the commandment, the two greatest commandments. First is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. And the second is to love your neighbor as yourself. And so we're called to love each other. So let's do that. Let's love each other and never grow cold to one another. Can we do that? I think we can, especially if we use the love of Jesus Christ towards others. All right, so how should I rate this episode? So the comedy in the episode was good. It was a nice little kind of change of pace after, you know, Thousand Year Blood War being pretty dark, and so it's, you know, it's fine. So that's, I always appreciate, you know, breaks for humor, and Bleach has always had that. It's always been there'll always be moments of levity in the show and the manga. And so it's a really good episode, but it's also not a standout. And once again, I don't like Mairi, and he's going to be at the center of this episode and the next one. I'm not exactly a fan, but Hitsugaya. I do love Hitsugaya, so I'm looking forward to the next episode. So I'll give this episode a 4. It's good. The humor's great. The animation with Bambietta is great, going up against Ikkaku and Yumichika and Giselle. She's quirky, she's funny, I like that. But there's just too much Mairi. So this episode's a 4. Alright, so anyone with questions for me about the biblical lesson that I talked about in this episode, or any other discussion ranging from anime, comics, or just anything in general, feel free to email me at frickityfracktalkback@gmail.com or reach out to me on X at frickityf or at frickityfrack on Instagram and Facebook. So please rate, review, and subscribe. Remember that I love you, most importantly, God loves you, and go release your Bankai.